which leads me to our announcement for today. We're proud to announce the upcoming Global Food Security Symposium to be held on April 7th in Tokyo. It brings together experts from around the world in key food security subjects such as biotechnology, trends in global food and fiber demand, emerging technologies in food, global trade policy, international food relief organizations, and the U.S. Grains Council is very proud to be a sponsor of this event. Key points of discussion will be: how can we leverage biotechnology and other emerging technologies to improve the quality of life and the global economy? How can the world's economic powers harness these technologies for the benefit of developing countries around the world? And how can we build upon these past successes to increase food security around the world? There are many benefits for both countries in this relationship. It creates improved nutritional choices for consumers. It sparks the creation of infrastructure, technology, and jobs in both countries, and that means a stronger economy for all of us. That's why we seek to emulate the successes of this relationship around the world to improve the quality of life, nutritional choice, and economic growth for all people. We must look forward together to extend the benefits of this partnership to others in developing countries. Sustainability is inherent in the idea of global food security. Without the concept of sustainability, there is no food security. And I personally, and I'm not speaking for the representatives of the council that, or of the conference, but you know, there's many definitions of sustainability, but one that I particularly like came out of the United Nations, and that says that a process is sustainable if it meets the needs of people today without hampering or impairing the ability of future generations to meet their needs. And that's my own personal motto of the idea of sustainability. Again, I think that is inherent in the process of considering food security. We're going to have a lot of additional people to feed in the next 30 years, and many of those people are climbing out of poverty and into the middle class, and as they do so, demands grow faster than population grows. And to attempt to meet that demand in a sustainable manner without using biotechnology, to me, is almost impossible. So biotechnology is an inherent part of this symposium, in my estimation. We do not have an explicitly designed next step, but we believe that this is a key event. Things like this have not happened before that have been sponsored by the Foreign Ag Service and USDA with the high level of commitments from both governments, leaders in both countries. And we think that it's going to be a key first step, and we'll have to continue to pursue it. But to answer your question, an explicit next step is not yet planned.